And on Monday, make memories, not eye damage. Dr. Noom Brandenburg is president of the Georgia Optometric Association. She joins us from the studios of WABE in Atlanta. Dr. Brandenburg, when is it dangerous to look at this event?
Just remember how your mom said, never look at the sun. Mm-hmm. Well, she was right. It is never safe to look directly at the sun, except during that brief 2.5 minutes or so that you have the total phase of a solar eclipse known as totality. Most of us that are not within the path of the totality must always wear the viewing glasses.
We all know what happens when you look up at the sun. Sometimes you get those little dots that eventually go away, the place where it sort of burned under your retina. But what happens with this sharp sunlight that's coming before and after totality? What will that do to your retina?
The little sliver that you see that is not covered by the moon, the radiation coming from that area of the sun can actually burn your retina, and it causes a condition called solar retinopathy, which actually can cause a permanent blind spot in the central part of your vision.
Awful. So let's talk about protection. First of all, we're not talking about even 10 sunglasses on top of each other. We're not talking about 3D glasses you get at the movie. What are we talking about for safe glasses?
We're talking about certified solar viewers, which are thousands of times darker than normal regular sunglasses. And we cannot use 3D viewers that they use in the movies. The proper solar filters are very, very dark. They also block the ultraviolet radiation and the infrared radiation, which can cause the damage to the back of the eyes in a matter of a few seconds. It's also important to note that people should make sure that the glasses are not damaged, because you don't want any part of that radiation coming through.
We're hearing stories about a lot of hoax eclipse watching glasses out on the market there. So you have to check and make sure it has the ISO 12312-2 standard filter. And we'll also link you to a list of safe models from the American Astronomical Society at hearnow.org. Meantime, you know, some of us remember as kids poking a hole in a box. And what is that whole theory?
That's what they call a pinhole projector. You're not actually looking directly at the sun. You're looking at a shadow. There's also other ways that you can use a mirror to reflect the light from the sun onto a flat surface where you can actually see the shape of the eclipse. But it's not directly looking at the sun itself.
Dr. Noom Brandenburg, president of the Georgia Optometric Association, also a practicing optometrist with Kaiser Permanente in Atlanta. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.